The State Human Services Department will be hearing public testimony on Friday on proposed changes to SNAP, the state's food assistance program. The changes HSD has proposed are twofold. First, more people, including pregnant women, would be required to participate in a rigorous job search program. Second, adults who don't have kids would have to work at least 20 hours a week in order to receive food stamps. Job growth has been stagnant here, and New Mexico has high rates of hunger and food insecurity. Luis Pocock, an attorney at the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty, says the changes would be devastating.
It's that black and white. If you can't find work for 20 hours a week, you're going to be limited to 3 months of SNAP benefits, and then you're going to be cut off, and you won't be able to reapply for another 3 years.
Pocock says with higher eligibility requirements for food stamps, fewer people would receive the benefits, and the state economy would miss out on the injection of federal funds. The Human Services Department has cited federal requirements as the impetus for the proposed changes, but advocates point out that New Mexico actually qualifies for a waiver from those federal guidelines. After hearing public comment, HSD could amend their proposal. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.